Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 44. So I think this is going to be a fun episode, a lot of fun. I'm going to talk about the time that I got my ass broken up with. I'm going to reference it, and I'm going to talk about why it was just a really powerful thing and actually propelled me forward in a lot of different aspects of my life. You know, coming out of that, I realized something really important, and I think it's going to be helpful for you to realize as well, because you might not realize it right now. And, you know, it's that at the end of the day, you need to be just best homies with yourself. And I think a lot of us lose sight of that as we get absorbed, not only in our relationships with others, but our careers, our passions, those things that we're chasing. So today, I'm going to talk about that, and I think you're going to get a lot out of it. Quick plug, the usual plug, follow me on Instagram at case.kenny, and also keep those Instagram stories coming or screenshots of you listening to the podcast. I think it's really freaking cool. I love sharing them on my storyline as well. And also, real quick, if you guys have your own podcast and you have guests on it, I would love to be a guest on your show. It doesn't matter if you're a huge podcast, doesn't matter if you're a small podcast. I'd love to come on your show and offer some entertainment or whatever. So you could just DM me on Instagram. We could take it from there, but I'd love to support you as well. And I'll plug it in Pursuit or some other way, so it's a win-win for everyone. But let's get into it. So I think if you've been listening to the podcast for a bit, you'll notice that I talk a lot about the same things. You know, different angles, of course, different stories, different lame jokes, but usually centered around some similar themes, right? And I think namely, those are kind of like my focus on having confidence, having a bit of swag, having just loads of self-esteem, and just a general sense that, you know, wherever you are, that's where you belong right now. And I think these are great ideals that we should all strive for, strive to live, strive to just, you know, exemplify them. And I think doing those things and having those attributes is dope, you know, because you're going to be happier, you'll be more fulfilled, and you just won't get down on yourself that often, or you won't feel that anxious. But in thinking about this, if you're missing something that's been on my mind a lot lately, then I think it's going to be tough for you to actually live that consistently. You're going to struggle. You're going to second guess yourself. And I don't want that. I don't want that for myself. I don't want it for you either. You know, I want you to know that you're the shit. And, you know, I want you to have the confidence that you'll figure it all out, your life, just in general, and that you'll enjoy it as you do it. So with that being said, I think you're going to struggle with doing that unless you truly love yourself. And it hurts me a little bit to say that because that's so freaking cheesy. But I'll bring it down to earth with some examples because I think it's really important, but something that we don't really focus on. Again, we're so focused on other things and plans and doing things and taking action and chasing these things in our relationships with others that we forget about the number one relationship in our lives, and that's with yourself. You know, we forget to take the time to become best friends with ourselves. You know, and just real quick moment on my soap stand, and then I'll hop off and give you a reason to believe me. But I firmly believe that the most important, the most fulfilling type of relationship in your life is the one that you grow and cultivate with yourself. That's the end of story. That's the mic drop right there. You just go ahead, turn the podcast off. Actually, don't. I got some more to say because I want to take some time to encourage you to change your focus when it comes to relationships and your journey in life. You know, I want you to focus on your damn self, as they say, you know, on your inner peace, on your growth and gratitude that recognizes that you're freaking cool, you're awesome, and that you should want to hang out with yourself. You know, seriously, you know, because when you do this, when you love and respect yourself, when you look up to yourself, a couple of really cool things happen. First, there's this quote that says, it's like, you know, wherever you go, there you are, right? Wherever you go, there you are. And, you know, I think when you're best friends with yourself, when you love yourself like that, you know, wherever you are on your journey, you'll be fully present there and happy there because you love hanging out with yourself. What better person is there to hang out with, right? I think that's pretty simple. But a lot of people struggle with that because they look elsewhere for that contentment, that happiness. They don't look at the most obvious place to start. You know, so with this understanding, you won't be afraid to be alone. And most of all, I think like you'll understand yourself so much better that you realize that you can become any version of yourself that you want, because you'll be able to answer the question, who are you? Just you, not who are you within your relationships, who are you within your career, anything like that, just who are you? And as a result, I think you'll know exactly how to get from where you are and who you currently are to where you want to be and who you want to be, right? That sounds pretty freaking cool to me. And again, it's not fluff. You know, this shit's real. And I say that a lot. I say that this is real a lot because I used to be that dude who would read something like that or hear something like that on a podcast that kind of talked about these feel-good type things. And I would be like, yeah, man, that sounds good. Not realistic, but sounds good in theory. And I'd kind of brush it off and I'd keep living my life in the same context as before, doing the same thing, being my same self. But then, and to get to my intro, let's all be a little vulnerable here. You know, then something happened, right? Your boy, Case Kenny, got his ass broken up with, right? Crazy concept, happens. But, you know, something about that 2+ year relationship ending when you're 29 makes you realize a thing or two about yourself. You know, namely, it made me realize that I had been so wrapped up in that relationship and all of my other shit, all my businesses and hustling and all that, that I had really come to neglect myself and what I wanted, who I wanted to be, and where I wanted to be heading. You know, I had become best friends with my girlfriend, which is great, of course, but in the process, I lost track of being homies with myself. And this isn't an episode about finding yourself or anything cliche like that. I'm literally saying that I lost track of what it was like to be best friends with myself. I lost track of what it was like to rely on myself, to just be with myself physically, emotionally, and most of all, just appreciate and be happy with myself. So I'm being pretty literal with this. And I think it's really important because, you know, I think it happens to all of us. We get wrapped up in things like relationships, things like our careers or chasing that dream or that recognition or whatever. And as a result, we move further and further away from that. You know, we move further away from the number one person that you can always rely on, someone who's always there, you know, you. We lose track of treating ourselves like our best friends because we're so wrapped up in these other things or these other people. Now, I'm certainly not saying that these things are like mutually exclusive or anything like that. Like you can't be committed to someone, love that person, and also be friends with yourself, or be driven in your business and your career or your craft and also be friends with yourself. I'm just saying that it's tough to balance them. And often what I've found is that we sacrifice our relationships with ourselves as a result because it's easier that way, right? It's easier. We just hitch our rides and our pursuit of happiness to other people and other things like recognition and money or whatever. You know, but crazy concept here, crazy question. What if we stopped doing that and instead we just started treating ourselves like our best friends again, you know? What if we did, you know, kind of cliche things, but important things nonetheless, like we complimented ourselves. We spent more time alone. We did things that we wanted to just because we wanted to. We stood up for ourselves. We did things just because, you know, they made us happy. I think we should. I think we should do that, you know. And don't get me wrong. I think a lot of people actually do this. You know, you think about within the context of a breakup, sure, just for continuity of the episode, think about a time that you've been through a breakup. You know, I think generally speaking, you probably came out the other side with a renewed sense of self and pride, generally speaking. You know, you're a strong, independent woman who don't need no man kind of thing, or woman or man or whatever. You know, you feel refreshed and you're ready to invest in yourself. And you might do that for a bit, but then it kind of fades away into the usual, right? The usual way of thinking. And you kind of then end up, in a way, breaking up with yourself again in favor of finding happiness and fulfillment in another person or another journey or another thing that you're chasing, right? You move on, you know? And I think we can all make a better effort to be friends with ourselves more consistently. You know, and since that breakup that I referenced, I've made a big, big effort to focus on this. And it's made me realize a couple of things that I think are going to be really helpful for you. We'll keep it simple. One thing is we'll just run one really thing just to keep it simple. And I think it'll be more impactful that way. I've realized that if you want all those things I described before, you have to look up to yourself. And you know, to dive into that, it to me, that means you have to be a little bit full of yourself. You have to trust yourself. More or less, you have to like to hang out with yourself. You have to like yourself, right? I think it sounds pretty obvious, but I'm not sure we all like really take time to intentionally examine this, much less live it and do it. You know, I think in my example, that's because during the course of my relationship and my hustle for the things that I wanted in my business and my career and all that stuff, I lost track of the areas of my life where I intentionally and purposefully built myself. You know, rather, I was just so absorbed in all these other things and people that I didn't take time to just truly dig myself and consciously allow things that I wanted into my life to become part of my identity. I let my identity build elsewhere. Does that make sense? Like, thinking back over the past 3 years, I was so absorbed in my relationship and my hustle that I grew more distant from myself. You know, I would be like self-conscious of doing things by myself. I wanted to always be with someone else, or I always wanted to feel appreciated. I didn't feel kind of complete without some kind of recognition from others or something along those lines, right? And don't get me wrong, like, I definitely really liked myself, but I wasn't best homies with myself. I like the word homie. And that's why I think you need to be, or at least focus on that. And again, on my point, following that breakup, like, I've really taken time to do this. And I could tell you that the result has been pretty great. It's been really impactful. Like, I love hanging out with myself. I think I'm pretty fantastic. I've come to know myself. And that's because I took a big step back and realized that in the context of that relationship and all that hustling and grinding for the other things that I wanted, I lost track of my relationship with myself. And not anything cliche, like, I don't know who I am anymore or anything like that. It was just literally just my relationship with myself. I was always around someone else or working or striving for something or hustling or grinding to get a certain result, to be happy. And I never spent time to just think, to just appreciate myself. But like I said, I changed that, you know? Yeah, I think one added benefit of, you know, a breakup is you get time to reflect alone. And that was really great. It did amazing things. And in combination with some of the other thoughts that I've talked about before and habits around confidence and self-esteem and purpose, I just came to be really much more happy with myself and who I was and what I liked and where I was, where I was heading. So my point here is that I really want to encourage you to become best friends again with yourself outside of the context of your existing relationships or your career or whatever. You know, try to detach yourself from that a bit and just take time to find your stride again. Take some time alone, you know, take a trip alone, go buy something for yourself, go to a movie alone, stay in on Friday night, whatever. You know, think of who you are and just you within your own world. And I just want to encourage you to strive to find that person. And again, obviously, it differs for each person on how to do this. You know, maybe it's meditation, maybe it's a trip, maybe it's just some time away from it all, maybe just a few more no's instead of yes. You know, whatever it is, just focus on an outcome that is just you loving to hang out with yourself and to have the confidence and love for yourself to do that. And that's kind of my big point here. That, and also, I think, like, in the larger scope of things, it's really obvious. And more just something we should do in general, because you should respect yourself. You should show gratitude for yourself. You know, why wouldn't you? After all, we spend so much time kind of tiptoeing around and trying to please others, hoping to impress others, hoping for recognition from others. So why wouldn't we do the same from ourselves? Why wouldn't we hold ourselves to the same standard and expectation? You know, friends, family, significant others, those people are very, very, very important in your life. Don't get me wrong. They complement your life. They make it better. They make it more fulfilling, more adventurous, you name it. But let's be real. And it took me a while to realize this, that at the end of the day, you're the one who is actually in control of those things. You're the one who can change your life, who you can always depend on, who's always there. Again, I get it. It sounds like straight cheese, but I think if you're real with yourself, you'll realize how true it is. And more likely than not, if you're like me, you're looking for happiness in those things in other people and in accomplishments. Again, that's where I looked almost exclusively. And naturally, we seek fulfillment in those people and those things, you know, whether or not it's readily available there. And that's frustrating because you have it readily available in yourself. I really believe that. And to reinforce that, not to be a downer, but like, those things fade. Friendships, relationships, you know, times change, people change. But I don't think your relationship with yourself needs to. You could always be there. You could always find a source of happiness right there. And I've realized that. You know, and to kind of wrap up, like, here's what I want you to do to become best friends with yourself again. I just want you to find a way to look up to yourself. That's the biggest thing. You know, a way to turn off that negative talk in your head and just, you know, just be positive, be active in that. You know, don't do what we so often do where we communicate with ourselves so passively, kind of like an afterthought. We should do it actively and with intention and make that choice, you know, to give yourself compliments, to take time for yourself, to stop criticizing yourself, to stop just comparing and comparing and comparing and, you know, not feeling guilty or ashamed for wanting to do things for yourself or by yourself. And just because you want to, just because it makes you happy. We shouldn't block those feelings or emotions. Those are what enable you to be friends with yourself, to be just best homies. You know, you're stuck with yourself and that's the reality of it. So you should make friends with yourself, you know. And I think once you make the most of this realization, you'll take it to heart. And no matter where you are or what's going on or how anxious or confused you might feel, you'll be there because ultimately no one else is equipped to do that because no one knows you like you do. And I've realized that. And that's just coming to trust yourself. It takes time. It takes time to become your number one supporter, your own personal hype man. But you need to find a reason to look up to yourself. You know, write things down if you need to. Take pride in something, big things, little things. You know, just keep track of those things because they add up to the point where you'll look at yourself and you'll be like, wow, you know, I'm kind of the shit. You know, I've got it going on. And most of all, you know, I want you to find comfort in yourself and just doing your own thing and loving the things that you love because it doesn't matter, frankly. You know, lately my friends have all been clowning on me for picking up those dozen ceramic pineapples that I got on Amazon and that are now scattered throughout my apartment. But you don't know what? I think they're freaking dope. So I'm going to keep loving them. You know, the fact that I walk around making certain people call me daddy or that I encourage my sales reps at my 9-to-5 to go out there and scoop some butter. Whatever, those are older episode references if you don't get it. But, you know, find comfort in those things that make you you. You know, I have. And you know what? As a result, I think I'm a pretty interesting dude. And I find comfort in that. And I find a bit of pride in that. And no one can take that from me. And I think the same goes for you as well. So to kind of close it out, I posted something on the Pursuit Instagram today. And it said, you know, when you meet someone and you're like, okay, that person is going to crush anything that comes at them in life. Well, that's you. That was the quote. So I want you to recognize that. I just want you to be best friends with that person because, you know, my perspective has shown me that I have that. And I think if you just take the time to refresh your perspective, you'll realize that you have it too. So that's it. I'll end it right there. As always, I hope you enjoyed the episode. Hope you got something out of it. If you did, go ahead, shoot me a DM on Instagram at case.kenny. We can chat. Also, if you have a second, I would appreciate if you could rate and review the podcast wherever you're listening. It helps a lot, helps the show grow, and it also means a lot to me. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. So until next episode, I'm out.